Welcome to the Jazz Film School Podcast, episode number 162.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe. This is going to be episode number 162. Now, this episode is going to be 12 ways to jam out on one chord or a few different chords, you know, couple chords, right? So either one or two chords or just, you know, a repetitive combination. It's more about kind of the jamming process. But thank you all so much for being here. I'm kind of tired right now. I've been traveling a lot. I actually had a wedding to go to, and that took a lot out of me, being away for a lot. I do love working. You know, when I get out of the routine of working on JPS and doing things and playing music and stuff like that, I mean, it's nice to have vacations, you know, but after a couple of days, it's like, all right, you know, I'm ready to get back into the swing of things, right? Back into the routine. So, you know, be grateful for the routine because it does help create progress in your life. It creates organization and leads to a lot of great things. So I really don't have much to say today. Actually, I do have one thing to say. I'm looking for in my team of educators are looking for requests, right? Podcast requests. And we want to help you as much as possible. Now, we've done so many podcast episodes, right? And we've covered so many topics. So we need your help. I need your help. We need your help with topics. Like, what would you like to learn, right? What do you want to hear from us? What do you need more help with? Please, please, please let us know. And we will do podcast episodes on everything that you want to learn, right? All the listeners out there. So if you go to our support page, we actually just created a new support page. We have a drop-down category specifically dedicated to podcast requests, okay? So go to jazzpianoschool.com/support, and you can fill in your request for a podcast, and we'll make a list of those, whatever you send it in, and we will put it in our queue, okay, and do an episode on that. Because as much as I love coming up with different ideas and stuff like that, it's so much better when people tell me what they need help with, like what you need to learn. And at this point, I had a vision for everything, you know, I wanted to cover, and we've essentially done that a lot. I mean, this is the 162nd episode. We're almost at 200 episodes. So we've covered a lot of information, right? But now it's up to you guys. I want to hear from you. What do you need more of, right? What more education do you need? We can go really, really in depth on certain topics if that's what you want, but I need to know what topics you want. So please go to jazzpianoschool.com/support to let us know the podcast requests that you want to hear. All right. So with that being said, let's dive right into this episode. All right, so when we are working with one or two chords, basically, you know, our mind's going to kind of just go blank, right? Well, there's not much we can do, right? That's probably what you're thinking. That's what I think. You know, I used to think. But there is a lot we can do. So I'm going to go through these rather quickly, demonstrate. I'll try not to demonstrate too long, but just to give you a good idea of what's happening. Number one, okay, is going to be rhythm. Anytime you are playing on one chord, you want to focus on your rhythm. You want to focus on the groove. Now, what I'm going to be doing here is I'm playing with my mic here. I'm going to be taking two chords, and I'm just going to be taking a progression of the C7, and I'm going to be using my kind of Rhodes electric piano sound on my keyboard here, going to my F6 or like an F7. Now, I don't have to use that. It can be like this, just F. I could be playing C, right? Now, I added in one chord there, but that's going to be the progression. C. So So this is kind of like a funk or gospel or church groove, right? Just the one to the four chord, right? And you're going to experience this a lot, right? So rhythm, like I said. Now I want you to picture kind of like a band playing, maybe the bass player. You know, something like that. The drummer. All right, just picture the band with me, okay? But when you focus on rhythm, that's all you're going to do. So if you're soloing, just focus on your rhythmic groove. So much can happen with just the groove, right? I can just play. That's all I'm doing. Dot, 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 right? I'm focusing on the groove. I'm not trying to do too much. I'm just making it groove, right? And you're adding a little bit each time as you continue, right? You know, so on and so forth. So rhythm is really important. Now you can have a whole solo dedicated to rhythm, and it wouldn't it doesn't have to be that groove, right? It can be. Let me see. Whatever rhythm you choose, I mean, that's what you're dedicated to, and obviously, I'm combining rhythm with motifs. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But again, focus on rhythm. And it can be lots of rhythms. You can play like. You know, so on and so forth. Okay? Rhythm. Melody. Just like I was doing, you can focus more on melodic content, right? So I was playing my rhythm with one note. There wasn't much melodic content there. In the last example I just gave you, there was more melodic content happening, right? More melodic content happening with my solo. So again, you can focus more on melody, right? And obviously, you can see when I'm going for the melodies, I usually repeat the melodies. It's really in a jam kind of situation where you're jamming out on one or two chords. There's so much time. You're not going anywhere. Repeat it. You know, like don't forget to like repeat those things, right? You have so much time on your hands and, you know, there's no, you know, I just hear so many people kind of running up and down lines. Like, take your time, right? Take your time with what you're doing. I mean, it's so easy to do that because you don't have to feel like rushed, all right? So melody, when you're combining melodies, come up with short melodic content, right? That you can kind of combine into a motif like I was doing, right? Repeat it. Maybe I'll do it again. Maybe I'll change it. Okay, so work with that melody. Repeat it. Create motifs. Use that throughout your entire solo to tell a story. You know, melodic lines can be really, really nice, especially when you're grooving out. Okay, number three is can be the texture and the contrast of space versus hardly any space, right? So you can have so much going on, right? And then you're playing all the time, or you just have a little bit, just a little things right there, you know, here and there, right? Okay. And so basically that's a contrast texture that you should really be aware of, space versus lots of space. And I'm sure a lot of people know that. Telling a story, right? Telling a story is very important with your solo. So have an apex, right? Have a shape to the story you want to tell. Now, it doesn't always have to be start minimal and build and then come back down. You could start a lot, right? You could start at the very peak. You just come out burning, right? You know, whatever it is you're playing, right? And you just come out, you know. And then finally, you start to die off, right? You start to die off after you've kind of started, or you could do the opposite way. But there's so many different shapes, but just in the back of your mind, tell a story, like go somewhere, you know, with what you're doing. You now have moments where you build and have moments where you come back down, and you can go up and down in a lot of these different ways, but don't stay flatline. I hear so many people like it just doesn't go anywhere. Now, I just played about 8 bars there. And if I just keep playing like that for my entire solo, it's not going to be a good solo. You know what I mean? It doesn't have any build. It doesn't have any story to it. Just playing notes, okay? You need to have some sort of story. Number 5 is very easy. Patience. Have patience with whatever you're doing. You don't need to kind of come in, you know, guns a-blazing, right? I'm gonna talk about those textures in a second, but really kind of take, you know, have patience with everything you're doing. So it's going to really help you build that story. Now, out versus in is a really awesome texture to use. Essentially, you can play more out of the key, or you can play more in the key. Right now, I've been playing more in the key, you know, playing over C, going to the F, and using mostly textures from my blues scale. Right, using those textures from my blues scale to kind of really stay in the key. But again, you can take it out if you want. You can, and we'll talk about reharms in a second, but and again, I don't want to get into like what is out and what is in, but essentially, you know, I'm the kind of educator, if you've listened to me a lot, where if you want to express yourself, go for it. I mean, you can honestly play whatever you want. You can go into the key of A. If you want to solo in A while you're playing C, maybe go into G. You can go through all the keys. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you just take it out. You know, the concept I want you to kind of grasp here for beginners and advanced players is that don't think about it as like, technically, what do I need to play here? Just think about it in terms of just like moving outside the key and then coming back in. You know, maybe while your left hand's keeping that solid bass of the shells going, right? Or you can change it up voicing. We'll get into that later, though. But anyway, out versus in texture. Okay, number 7. Single lines versus dyads versus triads, right? And this kind of goes with another point in the podcast. But again, I've been playing all single lines here. If I want to play, you know, dyads or triads, I can do that as well. So, you know, I can play two notes. So dyads, that was more dyads. And again, I can play triads. And just the fact that I'm changing up the texture of single versus dyads versus triads gives me so much material to work with, right? It's amazing the types of textures, and especially when you start to combine all these into one, right? This is going to be a lot of ideas for you. Remember, you're going to start to combine these, but when you combine it all into a one, it creates an entire amazing solo to work with. So single lines versus dyads versus triads. Number eight is going to be reharms, right? So if you have a phrase like C to F, oh my goodness, I mean, there's so many different ways you can go with this. I'm not going to go into everything, but again, if you can start to change the chord qualities around. Sorry, guys, my mic keeps dropping on me. If you hear mic sounds, I apologize while I'm filming this. But if you can change the chord quality, right, instead of just the C major triad, you can go to C7, right? Instead of just going to the F triad, we can go to F7. Instead of just playing the C7, we can play a C sus, right? And then to kind of like a passing chord, C over E. We can make this a C altered over E. I really love doing that. Get that sharp nine in there. So, woo, I love that sound. Sounds great on piano too. Okay, back to electric though. Whoops. Here we go. So C sus we can use. We can use F sus, right, if we want to. And we can start to add in reharms too, like I said, that little passing tone. We can go to the tritone of C. We could play F sharp sus, slide back down into it, maybe go to B flat sus, and then maybe slide up in half steps. Right, there's so many different things you can do, and obviously we have so much reharm education on Jazz Piano School if you're a member to work with and learn from. But you know, think about the reharms you can do. You can do two fives. Sorry, let me see. So if you put the relative two minor before the chord, right? So we'd have G minor. So instead of just having the C to the F, we now have the relative two minor before our dominant. So C, G minor to C7, C minor to F7. So anyway, that's the nice little reharm you can do. I love that. And again, I started playing full voicings here. I changed my texture. So I'm going G minor 7, C7, C minor 7, F7. And I was just playing more of an F sus slide into my F dominant. And we could even do an F minor instead of the B flat, right? So before, our original progression was C sus. C altered over E, right? F sus to B flat sus, and then we slid up. I'll take the slide up out though, okay? So we have, sus, altered, F7 sus, B flat 7 sus. So we could go G minor, C7, C minor 7, and then a quick F minor to B flat. So we have G minor. You see that? So now we have three 2-5-1s based off of the new chord we added, the B flat sus chord. Sorry, I'm laughing because my microphone keeps dropping and like I'm completely hunched over talking to the mic that's like essentially resting in my lap right now. It'd be really funny if there was a video showing me recording this. But anyway, so isn't that awesome? I love that. So we have, I mean, I love that progression. I would love to write a song that just starts off with You just have the C going to the F, then you start to add in these reharms. Right? So that we added in the C altered over the E. Now we start to add in the dominants. Now we start to add in the sus chords, right? Now we add in our B flat sus, right? Sorry. Now we add in our two fives, our relative two minors. Sorry, I'm not doing the G there. Right? And then the other great thing about this is that you can start soloing over all of that, right? So I could think G minor. You know, if you want to play more kind of bebop approach-ish lines. You know, whatever you, and I'm, again, I'm playing kind of full voicings here, but if you want, obviously, if you're playing with a band, you'd have these chords here. You know, and again, it just keeps going from then on out, and we can get into, I could go so many different ways. You know, we can start doing sidesteps with the, so many great things. But anyway, I love reharms. If you want more of the reharms that I use and I teach, go to jazzpianoschool.com, become a member, and you can get all those. Easy peasy, right? Number 9. Left hand versus right hand combo, okay? Think about the best person I love who does this so well is Benny Green, and he does it so well. He has his right hand and his left hand are in sync at all times. It's not just a Red Garland kind of pop rhythmically going all the time. They're actually having a story, right? So if I were to vamp on this, I might play, let me see. So both are syncing and have a story to tell. My left hand's not on autopilot, right? So many players I see have their left hand on autopilot where it's just going constantly and they're not really thinking about it. It's just kind of playing whenever, wherever. You don't really know. Your hands is like, I call it the Addams Family. It's like thing, right? It just has its mind of its own. It's just running around doing crazy stuff. So you want to create a story out. Play with your right hand and then play with your left hand. Right? You know, have a conversation with both. You can move them back and forth. You know, whatever it is. Okay, left hand, right hand combo. Number 10 is going to be interaction. So don't forget about the band. I can't demonstrate this too well, but if you start getting into a motif, leave space for the band to say something, right? If you start going... I might leave space. Right? They will start talking back to you if you leave space. It's amazing the types of conversation you can have with your other band members, musically, obviously, and in life, right? If you just stop talking. For a lot of the talkers out there, and no offense to talkers or anything like that, but again, there's people who talk a lot, there's people who don't talk a lot, and there's people who are right in the middle, you know? When you have a balance and you leave space for other people to say something, it's amazing the types of conversations you can have. So don't forget about your band members. Have that interaction, especially when you're on one chord or two chords. they can provide so much lift, so much momentum into your playing. So, you know, they can feed you ideas. The drummer might say something, you might be like, oh, I like that. He might go, da, 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 right? And then you can go, and, you know, whatever it is. And you guys are playing music together instead of you just, you know, soloing yourself, right? Registers. I love registers. So if I'm playing up here, so I'm moving back and forth. Don't forget about your entire piano, right? We have this full register here. We have the high end. We have the low end. I might start soloing down here. You know, wherever. Then you move to your high end, okay? You have the full 88 keys to work with. Make sure you use them at all times, okay? Number 12 is finally going to be comping. Like, don't forget about just comping and grooving. You can just comp and groove for yourself, and it's absolutely fantastic, right? You can just create little lines like I've been showing you. And my left hand is doing more of a comping motion. It's not doing voicings. It's doing more of a bass line, which is totally fine. And you switch back to your solo, right? So you comp for a little bit, switch back to your solo, comp for a little bit, switch back, or just do one or the other and then kind of like balance it in between. I mean, I was doing more of a call and response thing, which is kind of cool too. So anyway, here we go. We got number one, rhythm. We got two, melody. We got three, space versus lots of space. We got four, storytelling. Five, patience. Six, out versus in playing. Seven, single lines versus dyads versus triads, 8, reharms, 9, left hand versus right hand conversations, 10, interaction, 11, registers, and 12, comping. Now, are there more? Yes, there are lots more, but these are to get you started when you think you have no materials to play over one chord. You're like, what do I do over one chord for like my entire solo, right? Especially in a funk groove, something like that, kind of a gospel church thing. There's so much stuff to do. Okay. Hope you guys had fun with this. I'll talk to you in the next podcast episode, and happy practicing.